It's been a roller coaster this week for the district, staff, students, and parents. At the heart of the mess are the 1,300 students signed up to go to class remotely. That all fell apart a week ago today when then-Superintendent Scott Martzloff said plans for this school year wouldn't work, citing staffing issues. During a school board meeting on Sunday, board unhappiness was clear, leading to his being pushed out of his job on Monday. Acting Superintendent John McKenna told an on-camera briefing he was shutting down in-classroom education for grades 5 to 12.
We cannot in good conscience continue to implement our current model that disadvantages some of our students and separates them from the rest of the school community. We know this is the best road for our students at this time. We recognize that this is a disappointment for many of our families and that you may have concerns moving forward.
McKenna says he hopes to restart having 7th to 12th graders in a classroom after the Christmas holidays, with 5th and 6th graders back November 16th. Carrie Wendell has middle and high school students and is furious about the decision.
The kids are here. They're upset. I think it's ridiculous. I think they caved to the remote learners, and some people want to do the remote learning. I get it. But for the kids who want to be in school, you know, the social emotional needs of these children is so much more important, and they need each other. They need to be in school.
There were a lot of students outside the district offices objecting to the decision. Some were just starting that classic high school senior year and the quest for college and don't want to be in remote learning. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.